Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we're continuing our series on Instagram Reels with the topic of goals, content, and followers. So, when you are making Instagram Reels, it is important to have a goal in mind. Just like anything else in your business, you don't want to be doing something and not have a particular reason for doing so, and what I like to call throwing spaghetti at the wall. Back years ago, when I first started my business, I often felt like in my marketing especially, I was just doing things willy-nilly. I was just throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping that something would stick. But with Instagram Reels, just like with any other marketing strategy, you want to have a goal in mind. The goal of each of your Reels, or at least most of them, should be to make them either shareable or savable. So there is a possibility, there is the option there on Instagram to share that Reel to your like story, for example, or to someone specifically, or to save that Reel. And it is gold when someone saves or shares your Reel. So shareable content is content that your ideal follower or reader or watcher will share and want somebody else to see because they resonate with it. Savable content is something that they want to come back to. So you provided them some sort of knowledge, encouragement, guidance, advice, ideas to save and come back to later. So each of those makes you know that that reel was successful. Secondly, is what type of content are you going to share? So are you going to share personal content sometimes, things that are relatable in your life, or are you only going to share business-related content? It's important that you do both, mainly because you want to be as relatable as possible to your audience. You want them to be able to relate to you and want to know you more so that they can feel that you understand them and that what you have to say is valuable to them. So it's great and important to not only share business content, but also personal content so that they feel like they can build trust with you and get to know you a little better. And then you also need to know, besides the goals that you're going to have, you know, am I trying to make this shareable or savable? Am I trying to get new followers? Am I trying to sell something? You know, what is your goal? Second, what content are you going to share? But thirdly, who are your followers? Who are you speaking to? And you should probably do this in the opposite order. You should probably know who you're speaking to before you decide what your goals are and what content you're going to share. So I probably should have put this the other way, but irregardless, before you get to the end of this episode, you'll know. You have to know who your ideal follower is. You want to know them as good as possible. You need to nail this down before you ever create your reel. So think about it. Think about who they are. Are they male or female? How old are they? Where do they live? What do they do for a living? What are their hobbies? What are their goals? What are they looking to gain from you? And how would they feel best seen or heard. And this is probably the most important piece, much like with any marketing, is that you know who you are speaking to. Now, I've had people say, especially when I've taken classes and mentorships and programs with people in the past, many times you can find your ideal client by looking in the mirror. There is something about you that is making you want to speak to this particular person because you are that person. You've been there in the past and needed the direction that maybe you are providing other people now. After all, you know, a mentor is someone that is just a few steps ahead of you in the process, whether that be in life, in your business, no matter what area it is. When you are looking to learn something or solve a problem or fill in the blank, you look to those type of people who are just a few steps ahead of you. So you can find your ideal client oftentimes by looking within and deciding, hey, what has helped me in the past? What has resonated with me in the past? What type of content do I enjoy consuming? And that will help you to help your ideal client or customer feel seen, heard, valued, all of those things. And so think about that as you begin to create your reels. So goals, content, and followers are the first steps before you ever create a reel to think about. Next week, we'll be talking about elements of a reel, which will be a much longer episode because it has so many pieces to it, and I look forward to sharing it with you.